The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, I will prove the holiness of my great name, profaned among the nations, in whose midst you have profaned it. Thus the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when in their sight I prove my holiness through you. For I will take you away from among the nations, gather you from all foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you and cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural ones. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees. You shall live in the land I gave your ancestors, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. The word of the Lord. I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return to you. I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, Tell those invited, prepare, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast. Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold to his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find. The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike. The hall was filled with the guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. And he said to him, My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment? But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen. The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the feast of St. Bernard, depending on who you are. And St. Bernard is the one who wrote the prayer that I say every day, and I'm sure many of you do. It's the mini novena that Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to say when she needed stuff. It's the thing that I prayed when I got sick on Saturday, the Feast of Our Lady of Assumption. So I said, okay, this mini novena we're gonna use. And the prayer that St. Bernard wrote for us and prayed all the time was the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me, amen. And so Mother Teresa used to say that all the time, nine, a mini novena, nine in petition, and then one immediately in thanksgiving that her prayer had been heard. St. Bernard knew that holiness happened because God called us all to holiness, that's why he's a saint, but the one who formed Jesus in his humanity needs to be the one who forms us in our holiness in our humanity, and that's the Mother of God. And so if you listen to the readings, they're so beautiful today, when it says, God himself, I will sprinkle clean water upon you. I will cleanse you from your impurities. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you. And because earlier he said, people will know my holiness through you. People knew the holiness of God through Mary, through Saint Bernard, and through you and me, if we surrender to him. But we gotta do our part, because in the gospel, after the grace of God invites everybody into the banquet, some don't care, and they show up and are not gonna cooperate with that grace, and they're thrown out. Holiness is not an option. As you've heard me say many times, you become a saint or go to hell. There is no in between. And to be a saint, you must be holy. And to be holy, you need Our Lady. So join St. Bernard, go to Our Lady, and let her form you and me that we too would become saints, and God's holiness would be shown to the world through us. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stay.